Hilchas Tefillah Siman Pei Tes. We start at Siv Gimel, and we'll proceeding from there. There's so many interesting halachas here. We started the discussion yesterday of the issa is asik b'tzurachav, the issa of getting involved in doing various activities before shachris. We mentioned that to start and doing starting work or work related. Activities before shachris is wrong. The Shulchan Aruch also mentions to go on a journey before davening. Now, we mentioned that if a person goes, travels before Leis HaShachar, he will be fine. Because it's not the day yet. However, once it's past Leis HaShachar, then you really have to daven. You really have to daven. So, the question that we're going to address in a minute is, what about Mincha Maariv? What about if the time has come to daven Mincha? Are you allowed to go on a plane? Are you allowed to start going towards Heathrow? And whilst it's 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's time to daven Mincha. What about Maariv? It's just past, it's Nacht now, and you're just waiting for your taxi, or you're just running towards the tube to go to the train station. Is that a problem, yes or no? Yeah, well, my question is, going back to the words of Shulchan Aruch, that leilech laderech, is there an issue of leilech laderech, is an issue of going on a journey? This is talking about shachris. You don't have to go on a journey prior to having shachris. What about, you don't have to go on a journey prior to having mincha maariv?
There's no difference if you're coming from work at 5.
Yeah. Why is that? Coming home from work?
You've got an hour's journey to get home.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So I suppose, to qualify your question, what about if it's 5 o'clock, it's Nacht already, and you work in the city, and to go back now, really time has come to have maariv. Maybe you have to that catch maariv in town before you travel back, assuming there's a minyan there. Or do you have to? Can you travel back without having daven maariv? The city, that's what you mentioned. Somebody has to take a tube or train right back to home. Is that a problem or not? So just to answer your point is that won't be necessarily the same question, because I'm talking intercity. If we're talking about this question of it, it's about journey, which are distant journeys, for out of town, out of the country. Significant journey. However, if it's just within the town, even if you're using the tube, that won't be included in the shaila. Rabbi Yisai, what do you think? Can you, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael and you still, is it time to have mincha? Do you have to have mincha?
Minyan
imatos.
You're not saying he's going to miss.
I'm not talking about missing.
You're saying
correct.
He's going to double sit down or by the kossel.
Absolutely. Says the Mishnah Bura, and this is, I think, a very big chiddush. It's quoted. Has a very big chiddush of the Mishnah Bura, and this is if cotton you test two lines from the bottom. The Mishnah Bura, and I believe it's a very big chiddush, and it's quoted as a big chiddush. Leilach lech afilu koydim mincha maariv imigi azmanom, even before mincha maariv imigi azmanom, if its time has arrived. Dinam its halacha is kmo koydim shachz, like before shachz. The Mishnah Bura is mechadesh, and I agree it's a chiddush, and not many people may be aware of it. That once the Zman has come, so say you have an early afternoon flight and you're leaving, so you can't just go and assume there's good, even if you know there's going to be a mincha on Mamatos, even if you know there's a minion on the plane, or you know that you're going to reach Tel Aviv and you're going to be able to catch a minion there. Nevertheless, or you want to try to aim for the coast, which anyway at the end is not going to work out, as we all know, yeah, because it's going to be. But the halacha of Mishnah Berurah says that you can't do that. There is, according to Mishnah Berurah, there is a halacha, you are not allowed to travel, you're not allowed to go on a journey if the time has come to daven mincha, if the time has come to daven maariv. It's the same than shachris. This is what we're learning of in Mishnah. Well, I think it's quite it's something to keep in mind. So that's a good question. That's a very good question. What happens if you are in a place where you can't, there's no minyan now. The next minyan is at 6 o'clock. There's no mincha now. What happens then? So then, it's a very good question. That's a very good question. And where you, in the airport, you think there might be a minyan. In the matos? You're like, that's a very good question. I don't know the answer. Rabbi said, what do you think? If you cannot catch a minyan, there's no minyan now. Okay, say you've got a 4 or 5 o'clock flight. Is there a 4 or 5 o'clock flight? Yeah, to Etzel? Okay, let's just...
The time's changing all the time. Summer, winter, so...
Right. Okay, so assume, that's right. Assume that there is you're leaving Edgware 1, 2 o'clock, and pardon?
You said the majority of flights are going
to
have a
minute. The majority of flights. So we're learning, is it 1 or 2, you're leaving 1, 2 o'clock, you're going to have to leave Edgware, and there's a... And you know that when you get to the airport, chances are very, very high you're going to have a minion there. There's going to be a lot of people there that want a minion. So what are you meant to do? Mishnah Berurah seems to be telling us you should daven before you leave. You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to travel before having davened. But if it's us without a minion, does it go so far or not? It's an excellent question. I don't know.
So you pay a
chid or... Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Get yourself and
yeah.
At all.
It's the MSA is that he brings over here, there's a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ozna, what the reason is for this issa. He quotes over in Haora 25 that Rav Ozna says the reason is you're not allowed to do that you won't be able to daven with Yishuv Hadas once you're traveling. You won't be able to daven Yishuv Hadas. You won't be able to concentrate when you daven. Therefore, you have to daven before, even in regards to Mincha Maariv. Shlomo Zalman said that it is because of Issa of Asiyas Rochav. But that, it probably doesn't make a difference either way. You're probably right. They're probably not sure, Rabbi Isai. What do you think? If you daven at home by Yechidas, or you wait for the, or you daven with the minion in the airport? What's better, Rabbi Isai? According to Mishnah Berurah. I really don't know. Yeah, it's interesting.
Do you ever daven in Kabbalah with me in the airport? By Nick, when you
it's probably not. It's not major.
We said by Nates, but it's not great.
Not great, Kavona.
No. When we said by Nates, if he's in another city and there's no Nates minion, then he should double as Nates. Then he'll double by himself.
Yep.
So by that, maybe you'll say that he'll double by himself.
Yep.
Because he'll have Yishuv Hadas.
Yishuv Hadas. Yeah, you're saying that it depends on Yishuv Hadas. I'm not sure your question. I really don't know. It's a really interesting question. I'm not sure.
This is written before, like international flight.
Correct.
So these days, maybe we're on a wagon.
They were, clearly, we're talking about wagons. I hear that.
There's a lot of money.
So therefore you're saying that one should daven, yeah, I hear that. It was different, yeah. Yeah, okay. Interesting question, Abisham Zaman has asked the boy side. If there is an Issa Melocha, we're learning now there's an Issa Melocha before having daven Shachis. Okay? You're not allowed to do melachas, you're not allowed to do work. We're learning that before having daven shachis. Correct? Yeah, that's what this should see. What about calling a monit in Eretz Yisrael, where you know that the cab you're calling, the monit that you're calling, the taxi driver you're calling, he's probably not from, he's probably not religious, and he probably didn't daven shachis yet. Are you allowed to call a cab in Eretz Yisrael, knowing that he is driving and working before doing shachis, before having daven shachis? Or in fact, doesn't have to be a cab driver. He could be any woman, any oisem melocha, any worker who is not from. If you call him, how can you call him? Can you call him? Because he is not allowed to work before having daven shachis. And he probably hasn't daven shachis yet. Interesting question. Could be the same over here. If you know a worker, if you've got a plumber and electrician who is not from, can you call him? He hasn't davened shachis yet. He's not allowed to do work before having davened.
Particularly appropriate in the winter time.
Why?
Because it gets light later.
Uh-huh.
So there's more light.
More likely it didn't daven.
He wouldn't daven.
Yeah.
If you're calling him early in the morning.
If you call him, yeah.
Whereas in the summer, it's
maybe. Light a bit earlier, yeah. Yeah, what do you tie in it? Problem or not problem?
Fine.
Why is that?
The case of the Eder before.
If he's doing it for you, very good point. Very interesting. Yeah. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, good point. Reb Shlomo Zalman said it's not a problem. Now, although we all hope that they daven shachis, but he said if you know that he's not going to daven shachis, then there is no issa of having daven before shachis, because he's not going to daven shachis. This issa doesn't apply to him. I mean, of course he's going to, I mean, he should, but this is not, it doesn't relate to him. So he said, there is no issa, as far as you're concerned, you're allowed to.
What about people who are walking nights?
Walking? Working nights?
Bakers?
Yes.
Doctors?
Yes, yes, sure.
Emergency?
Yes, yes.
What they do?
About, yeah.
You know,
once, that's a very good question.
7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's a very good question. That's a really, really interesting question. So when should they daven shachis? Yeah,
well,
they,
it obviously doesn't fit in the...
Yeah, so what we learned yesterday is that they should at least say the brochas. So that's probably what they should do. Very interesting question. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch and carries on with the following halacha, top of line of next page. You're not allowed to eat and drink. You're not allowed to eat and drink before having davened, but water is permitted. Koidim atfila before davening. Pein bechoil, whether it's weekday, pein beshabbos, whether it's Shabbos, v'yomtev and yomtev. V'chein, similarly, acholim, foods, umashkim, drinks, l'refuah, for medical purposes, muta are permitted. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that there's an issa of eating and drinking before shachis. And Shulchan Aruch said this applies both to weekdays and to Shabbos. I don't know why some people think you're allowed to eat a 5-course meal before shachis on Shabbos. I have no idea where that comes from. I don't know why people think you're allowed to eat before.
Before what?
Yeah, but not unlimited. Yeah.
Before shachis.
Why? We're going to get to more details. Okay, we'll get to some colors. But we have to realize that the Hanocha Pshuta, what the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, there's an Issa of eating before Shachis, and it applies both weekdays and Shabbos. You're right, there is a leniency. We're going to define and qualify exactly how much. There is something to discuss. But we have to realize that the starting point is there's an Issa. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah v'lo lechol. V'oyver al zeh, the one who is over, Sifkot and Chav Aleph. Omu Chazal, Chazal says, she'ol of Omer HaKosov, Chazal teach us that somebody who eats and drinks before Shachis, it says on him, V'oysi hishlachta acharei gavecha, he threw me behind your back. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, le'acha, after she'ochal that he ate, v'shoson he drank, and he became all happy with himself, he was all satisfied with himself. Now you're ready to daven. Now you're ready to accept Hashem. You have eaten, you're drunk, you feel satisfied. Now you're ready to daven. Now you're ready to daven. Come on. First, get up. You're a bit hungry, you're a bit thirsty. Never mind. Daven to Hashem. After, see to yourself. See, you know, get your priorities straight. And I shlachta gavecha. He said, if you thought the Rebbeinu Shlom after you, you're only happy to serve Hashem with a full stomach. Also, the words are soim mechal apostle. The apostle says, lo soichlu al hadom, do not eat on the blood. Literally, lo soichlu koidem shetispadu al demchem. What a beautiful. To not eat koidem prior shetispalu yeldavn al dimchen, you've daven for your blood. Don't first daven for your blood. Thank Hashem that you woke up healthy and everything is in order and that everything around you is fine. Baruch Hashem, and daven that the day should go well and everything should go well, and then you can start eating yourself. But before that, lo yisoichlu al adam vafilu. The starting point is we have to realize afilu te'ima ba'alma also. This is even a te'ima, even a small amount is also. So we have to realize there's issa of lo soich al adam and lo shlachto achegavecho applies to even a minute amount. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that water, Shulchan Aruch says water is permitted. This is a sifkot and chov base at the following. Mai muta v'lo yishaych bu gaivel. Water never implies gaivel. To have a cup of water when you wake up, that's perfectly okay. Apparently, that's recommended. Dietitians apparently say you should have a cup of water when you wake up. No, that's what they say, yeah? Anybody knows anything about healthy? Anybody knows anything about health?
Even for like the last shopper.
Pardon?
Is it
before Aleichet Shachar? No, Aleichet Shachar is that's not the man of davening yet.
So if you wake up before Aleichet Shachar,
indeed, indeed. Well, there is a bit. There is something from the Arizal which we'll be learning Tzivkot and Chofres. The main halacha is, you're right, the main halacha is, before Alois HaShacha, you're allowed to eat and drink.
Half an hour or
so? Yeah, you know what, well, let's speak about that when we get to Sifkot and Chofres, okay, because there's more to talk about it. Pardon?
Fast days.
Fast days will be a good, relevant case. Okay. Oh, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, water is fine. Why is water fine? Sifkot and Chofres, to learn Shaykh Bugaiva, that's not, you don't feel particularly proud if you have a bit of water. That's fine. For dafka below tzucker, this is without sugar. Havalim tzucker also, but with sugar it's also. For kolchke and mashke, sheikha, but certainly beer, vade also. Do you fancy some beer before Shaykh is about to say? How would that? It's a bit like, I don't know. Beer. Oh, good, good. Veteve cafe, tea and coffee, mutterlich stoise kodim tefillah. You're allowed to drink before davening. Kedesh yuchalech haven died to respond in order to daven properly. If you need a hot drink before shachis, it's fine. You want a tea, you want a coffee, it's fine. Because it helps you daven, that's fine. But befrat, and certainly, in the place where it's common to drink tea and coffees, it's perfectly in order to drink a hot drink before shachis. Ve'en misyash v'das biltom, if you're used to it, you need a coffee before shachis, go for it, it's fine. For kol tzeh b'loi tzuka v'loi cholof, however this is, without sugar and without milk. However, for olam nuagin lahokel ishtois and tzuka. Many people are lenient to drink it with sugar. The Mishnah Berurah continues, ve'efshat the kavanos ha'achorim, the ones who are lenient, maybe they hold. V'chein ha'adbas shekosef dim tzuka en lecho gaiv v'gdoi l'mizu kodin tefillah. Habas said, there's no greater gaiv with sugar. Sugar is a very, very extravagant. Don't go for sugar. Hirakim lois na tzuka b'soi chatei le'matkoi tezu kodin ha'tefillah. Havarim lo'kiach me'at tzuka b'fib. He said, what you're allowed to do is to put the sugar in your mouth. When you drink it, if it's so bitter, so you can't drink the tea without sugar. What you're meant to do, put the sugar on your tongue and then drink the tea. That would be okay. Now, I'll get to that in a minute, because we'll see that in a minute if that's how we pasken. Certainly, to eat something proper, or to have a proper hot drink with sugar and milk, that's definitely no good. You can't be lenient. Unless you've got a heart condition, if you need it for medical purpose. We call Mokheim, nevertheless, so if somebody needs for medical purpose, he mentions the Shema'i Sol before. Kosav, Besefer, Pisach, Chuvah, Chodosh, Tiesh, Liman, Ushta, as a table boy, Kukun, Filip, Asivas, Chavarim. Even if you do have a hot drink, don't do it as a communal gathering. Ancient time, Umilvati, Rogel, Istaif, Mise, Issa, Hacher, okay, let's stop over here. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says the following. Mishnah Berurah says that if you want to have, he said that tea and coffee in principle, have Gideon tea and coffee before shachis? Mutter. So Shulchan Aruch says that water is fine. That's the starting point. Water is fine. Tea and coffee, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you need a hot drink, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you need a hot drink, it's fine. Even if you want to add milk to it, it's fine. With regards to sugar, the Mishnah Berurah has a problem about sugar. And he says, sugar is there's no greater gaiva than putting sugar in your tea, sugar in your coffee. Consequently, he said what you should do, put the sugar on your mouth and then drink it like that. Rabbi Isai, I have a Kabbalah that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about. I wasn't around in the 1910s, in the 1920s. But apparently, there were no sugar cubes. Sugar was very, very hard. Maybe somebody can investigate if that's true. We're talking about eating sugar was like strong parts of, could that be true? That some hard pieces of sugar that you had to literally break off and very crunchy type of sugar. And that's what we're talking about. This was very expensive and only very elegant and extravagant people were able to afford that kind of sugar. Most people were not able to afford sugar. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah is so busy explaining that sugar is inappropriate, and if you have sugar, you should put it on your tongue and then drink it, which is not what people do. Hepshalom Zalman and all the Gedolei HaPoskim say sugar nowadays is no problem whatsoever. If you normally have your tea and your coffee with milk and sugar, you are perfectly in order to have tea and coffee with sugar and milk, no problem whatsoever. That's what the poskim say. That the Mishnah Berurah over here is not halacha lemaisa, because in the way we drink nowadays with milk and sugar, it's perfectly okay. That's what B'Shem Zaman Paskins. Interestingly, I'm going to re-emphasize what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says not to have a communal gathering. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's very, very inappropriate. I've seen it myself when people go to, before davening shachis, it's a big gathering of people, all the people, they're all holding their coffees and having a good schmooze, and that's inappropriate. If you have your tea and coffee, sure, it's fine, it helps you for kavana. But to make a communal gathering out of this, and to have a good juicy schmooze and hear all the latest, that's not right. You have your tea and coffee, and then go straight to go off, you go to daven. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Abayi, so what do you think about tea and coffee generally before shachis? What's your... It's a must. Yeah. It's a must. You can't do without it. Same with me. Same with me. Yeah. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you say, yeah, so you're saying that one should try to do without?
No, I'm saying when you have to do without.
When you have to do, you have to do. Yeah, 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 I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what do you think? Right, okay, we'll speak about that. We'll get that to next Sifkot Chof Gimel. I'm afraid we're not going to manage today, but that's mamash the next Mishnah Berurah is mamash about that. Okay, so just to recap, there's additional points to discuss, but let's leave it here for now. We learned, first Mishnah Berurah taught us today that the Issa of Asiyas Trochov, the Issa of doing work before Shachis, is not only referring to Shachis, or rather, not that issa so much, but the issa of going on a journey before shachis is not only with regards to shachis. The issa of going on a journey applies similarly also when the time of mincha and the time of ma'ariv comes in. Don't travel without having daven mincha. Don't travel without having daven ma'ariv. Your point about minyan is a very good point. Then we learned about eating and drinking. Shulchan Aruch says eating and drinking is forbidden before Shachis. This applies both to Shabbos and both to weekdays and Yom Tov. He says, for medical purpose, you're allowed to eat and drink. Mishnah Berurah, however, points out, water is fine. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds that not only water is fine, but tea and coffee is fine as well. To have it, you know, to have it hot is fine. And Mishnah Berurah discusses in great detail the shaila of sugar, but I have mentioned that the poskim nowadays are makel with regards to sugar as well. And just as much you're allowed to have water, as stated in the Shulchan Aruch, similarly also allowed to have tea, coffee with milk and sugar. And we should all enjoy them next time we have it and see them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good evening, Abbas.